This week's parasha begins by describing the lineage of Yitzchak Avinu. The pasuk says, "And these are the generations of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram hoiled this Yitzchak." And Rashi comments, "Yaakov and Esav amurim b'parsha." Yaakov and Esav mentioned in this section. So, what message is Rashi conveying here? And perhaps the answer is, the word parsha means to divide, to separate, like parshas derachim, a fork in the road. So Rashi is telling us, Yaakov and Esav amurim b'parsha. The essence of parshas told us is to demonstrate to us the parsha, the contrast, the dichotomy between the righteousness of Yaakov Avinu and the wickedness of Esav. Even in the womb, Yaakov's inclination was to run to the Beis Medrash, to lead a life of Torah mitzvahs, while Esav's innate proclivity was to gravitate towards the house of worship, embracing a life of immorality and hedonism. So what was the battle in the womb between Yaakov and Esav all about? What were they fighting over? Says the Maharal, they were fighting over Olam Hazeh, this world, and Olam Haba, next world. They both wanted both worlds, and as we know, a person cannot have both worlds. So ultimately, they settled the score with Esav taking this world and Yaakov taking Olam Haba. And this reminds me of a humorous story told by the famous Maggid of Yaakov Galinsky. He said, "Non-Jews worked very hard in Poland, drawing water and cutting wood each day for meager pay. One night, after a day of exhausting work, a non-Jew approaches his neighbor, a Jew, and he asks him, 'Yankel, how do you do it? You work a few hours a day, and you're living the life. I wake up at 4 a.m. every day, I work 18 hours, and I can barely make ends meet.' So Yankel tells him, 'Meet me in front of my house tonight at 5 p.m. At 5 p.m., they walk over to the local minion factory. Yankel sits down by the door. When people pass by, he asks them, "Tzedakah, tzedakah." And people give him nickels and dimes and quarters. On the way home, his neighbor asks him, "No, Yankel, how much money did you collect tonight?" And he says, $300. And he says, "Wow, that's more than I earn in a month." So Yankel tells him, "I'll give you my old hat and jacket. You do the same tomorrow." The following day, he rested the entire day. And towards evening, he heads to shul and he cries out, "Tzedakah." And the congregants give him their spare change, nickels and quarters. And he collected a nice amount of money. On the way home, he sees the beggar on the other side of the shul, and he's getting dollars. So he runs over to him, "Tell me a secret. Why are people giving you dollars and I'm getting quarters?" So he tells him, "I'm a Ger Tzedek, I'm a convert. Jews feel a certain degree of sympathy for converts. That's why they give me more generously." The next day, this non-Jew cries out, "Tzedakah for a Ger Tzedek, Yidin, Hatrachmanis." And people started to give him dollars, and he was overjoyed. The plan was working to perfection. But then he notices that another beggar was receiving $5 at a time, and sometimes even tens and twenties. So he approaches him and discreetly asks him, "Why are they giving you so much money? Please tell me your secret." And he tells him, "You see, I'm the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, and as a descendant of great tzaddik, people throw money at me." The next day, on the way to shul, he has an epiphany. This non-Jew thinks, "I have the perfect plan." He sits down with his bucket in front of shul, and he screams out, "Rabbi Sai, tzedakah for a Ger Tzedek versus euch an einikel from the Baal Shem Tov. Charity for a poor convert who is also a descendant of the Baal Shem Tov." And people were laughing at him. No one ever gave him another cent. He couldn't understand the striking contradiction that his words contained. Either you're a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, or a convert, but it can't be both. Says Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, likewise, you can either live a life of Olam Hazeh or a life geared for Olam Haba. A person can either live a life immersed in physical pleasures or view their lives on this world just as a means to an end, a place to accumulate mitzvahs to merit Olam Haba. And that was Yaakov and Esav's epic battle in the womb. As Eden, we sacrifice our Olam Hazeh to live a Torah life. The average American couple has 1.2 children and 0.7 dogs. They send their kids to public school, eat cheeseburgers for 99 cents, and have plenty of free time and resources to enjoy life. However, we devote lots of time and energy and plenty of resources to educate our children, al pi derech haTorah. We spend enormous amounts of money on kashrus, preparing for Shabbos and Yontif. We don't go to certain places. We watch what we eat, what we look at, how we talk. A Torah life requires lots of sacrifice. And consider the chesed we extend to our fellow Jews. No other nation in the world would give tzedakah to people they don't know, even their own fellow countrymen. Mika Amcha Yisrael. Now the entire world can observe the distinction between Klal Yisrael and the other nations. Not a single Arab nation opened their borders to welcome their Arab brethren. They wouldn't even allow them to sleep on their streets. Jews around the world left their jobs and businesses flying to Eretz Yisrael to assist our brothers and sisters facing hardship. People in Eretz Yisrael generously opened their homes to displaced families. Yidden donated tens of millions of dollars to our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, people we don't even know or will probably never meet. That's why we are called Bnei Yisrael. Because just like Yaakov Avinu, who was later given the name Yisrael, we choose to receive our reward in Olam Haba. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.